Davey, first of all, delighted you could join us. I know you're a busy man and you have a hectic schedule this week. And well, it's a hectic weekend for Donegal for ladies footballers, and Ulster Senior Championship tie on Saturday and an All-Ireland Under-21 final on Sunday.
Yeah, it's like two buses coming at once, Tom, isn't it? As you say, first round of Ulster Senior against Down in Brewster Park on Saturday, and then the Under-21s to go on Longford on Sunday, less than 24 hours later, and in the All-Ireland final. So yeah, busy weekend ahead.
Yeah, and obviously poses problems for you, and well, because of so many of the girls involved in both teams, you have up to what, 9 or 10 in the Under-21s in the senior team?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way the fixtures work out now. It's very unfortunate, and there didn't appear to be much leeway with Croke Park in terms of getting it moved. We have 9 girls that overlap, you know, from Under-21 to senior. And there's 4 or 5 of those will start certainly in the senior game on Saturday. There's a couple of girls, you know, on the other hand, that because of their work commitments couldn't get off the 2 days, and so, you know, they were forced to make a choice. So there's a couple of girls there now not going to be available on Saturday as a result. We prefer to have them available for Sunday.
Yeah, and just remind us again, the girls that overlap.
Well, you'd have, coming out to the back, you'd have Emer Gallagher, Nicole McLaughlin, Shannon McGrady from Termond. You'd have Amber Barrett in the full forward line from Milford. You'd have Kenesha McKinney, Rose Boyle from St Junan's, and you'd have Gemma Glacken from Glenfinn, Keir Gallagher from Convoy. So yeah, there's quite an overlap now.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was efforts made and overtures made to both Ulster and to Croke Park.
Well, I flagged it, you know, about 3 weeks ago with our secretary and our executive that, you know, it was a possibility depending how games went, and of course that was all if, buts and maybes at that stage, and I know they raised it at Ulster and at a fixtures meeting in Tullamore, but the view from Croke Park was that there was no other date that this could be played. So look, it's unfortunate, it's the hand we've been dealt, and we'll just have to deal with it.
Well, I suppose there are those that say it's a good position to be in, to be in an All-Ireland final on Sunday and the Under-21, especially the first year involved in the competition. But first of all, before we look at the Under-21 final, tell me, looking ahead to Down in the Ulster Senior Championship, well, I suppose on the face of it, one would feel that Donegal, given their league performances and their victory over Down, that this should be easy enough. Maybe that's too strong a word of putting it.
Well, look, we played them in the first game of the league up and down, and to be fair now, we won that game very, very comfortably. Down had won the All-Ireland Intermediate last year, and there was a number of girls. In fact, I think a good portion of the girls actually left the panel or took a break. My understanding is that there's a number of them back now. I've heard as many as 9 being quoted, but I mean, I don't know if that's fact or fiction, but certainly if it's the case, it'll certainly strengthen their hands. So look, we can't afford to take them for granted. I mean, the league game's a long way back now. It was in mid-February, so look, it's nearly 6 months ago at this stage. So look, we'll be taking them as a face value and playing the game.
I suppose in your own case, it'll be a matter of maybe hitting the ground running again after a good league campaign and a disappointing league final against Armagh.
Yeah, look, we had a very strong league campaign. I think we were the only team in the country who went through the league series unbeaten, and then we played the playoffs, semi-final, and then of course we played Armagh and they turned us over, and look, that just wasn't a good day in the office for anybody. We've had 5 weeks of a break since that, Tom, and to be fair to the girls now, you know, they got a couple of days off immediately afterwards, and now they've really, really put their shoulder to the wheel now in the last 5 weeks, and there's a hunger now and a bite on them now, and you know, they'd be well up for the senior championship this year now, would be my view.
Yeah, and any changes to the squad or any new faces coming in? Or?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of girls going to be available just now. Rashi McCafferty was Coventry-based there throughout the course of the academic year, so she's back and available. Aisling Cunningham's the same, and Kelly Beggs. She's from Killybeg, sorry, she was in London. Carol Breslin from Ardra has been training with them. She's a teacher down about Tullamore, so she couldn't commit midweek, so she's back now. She'll be on holidays. And, of course, all been well. We don't have her yet, but Granny Houston's on her way back in July time, so that should give us another string to her bow, all been well.
So you're in good enough fettle. I know Kate Keeney missed most of the league, but she came back in that league final when introduced, played well, and I suppose the only one you were missing that day was Karen Guthrie. How is she faring?
No, Karen's still not over it yet now. She has some bruising on the bone now, and she's wearing one of these boots, as they call it, you know, at the minute.
It's an ankle injury, is it, yeah?
That's an ankle injury, yeah. Yeah, bruising on the ankle bone, so which is quite painful, apparently. She's to get that off sometime late this week, early next week, and we'll be in better view then. In relation to Kate, you're correct. She came back in the league final, and she's played a couple of challenge games since now, and she's in fine fettle now. She's back to herself now, and she's hungry to get at it now at the weekend.
As we said, down your opponents, and then looking ahead to Sunday, the under 21 final thing, Longford back in Markovic Park, where you had a good experience last week against Roscommon in the semi final.
That's probably worked out reasonably well for us that we get to play them again on a pitch that we've just played last weekend. And in fairness, it's a Donegal man, a guy Gallen, Tom Gallen from Kelly Gordon looks after that now. And I have to say, Markovic Park was in super shape now, probably the best pitch we would have played on all year. Look, a bonus came back there. Longford. Listen, I really can't get any information about them. When I look at their league form, you know, in terms of the National League, they finished bottom Division 3 and lost all their games. But having said that, they're on the 21s, turned over both Cavan and Monaghan, who I would have expected both to be fairly strong at this level. Particularly Cavan, who had won, you know, 14-16 in minor last year and should have had some of those players coming through. So, look.
So it's a delve into the unknown in a way.
It's a wee bit of that. I suspect, certainly from our point of view, that from there, you know, probably. I'd be surprised if there's nobody from Longford in the crowd last week watching our game. And of course, with that overlap of players and the senior, they'll know some of the names and they'll know what they're about. And look, they're probably the slight advantage in that sense. But it's on the day, Tom. It's 15 versus 15, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and of course, the Aisling again, it's a B final, but it's a good experience because it's the first time Donegal entered it.
It is, that's correct. I think this competition's been running now a number of years. I couldn't say how long, but Donegal had never entered a team that was talked about last year. But we decided this year that it was good for player development, and really what it does, it keeps those players who come out of minor football and maybe just not strong enough or not ready for senior football, but gives them another 2 or 3 years to be playing and building themselves up. And look, we'd be very happy with how it's went, and there's 2 or 3 girls that have hung in there, and I think, look, you know, they'll probably make the step up next year to the senior squad as a result.
Yeah, well, you mentioned earlier the girls that are involved with the senior team. Who are those young players that I suppose we can keep an eye out for on Sunday?
Yeah, you'll have, you coming from the back out there, you'll have Nicole McLaughlin, Neymar Gallagher in the fullback line, both from Termon. You'll have Shannon McGrady, who will play Sunday, probably at wing forward. And then, of course, you have Amber Barrett on the side there.
So, looking forward to a good and successful weekend, I suppose. That's the main goal at this stage.
Well, you know, look, they're coming thick and fast, Tom. It brings its headaches in terms of preparation and just getting the logistics and that sorted out, and even just getting girls a wee bit of recovery after the game on Saturday. But look, as you said earlier, it should be worse if you were looking at the TV or going to watch it from the terrace and not be involved. So look, it's a bonus now. It's a real bonus, and you know, hopefully we can do a double at the weekend now.
Well, the best of luck, and we certainly hope you jump both fences.
Lovely. Listen, thanks very much, Tom.